Let's remember Brother Damon in our prayers, and let's remember Brother Creasy in our prayers. He's going to be spending several weeks in Africa, so let's keep him in our prayers also. Again, I ask for your prayers today, and I would like to call your attention to a short reading found in Isaiah 55. If you have your Bibles and want to read with me today, turn to Isaiah chapter 55, and I want to read verses 6 through 9 for a scripture reading today. Isaiah 55, 6 through 9. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And that's reading those verses there from Isaiah 55, verses 6 through 9 for a scripture lesson today. The thought that the Lord has given me that I want to try to share with you for just a little while this morning is the ways of the Lord. The ways of the Lord. And I want you to think about what Isaiah said here. What the Lord said, speaking through him. God said, and this is true about all people, God said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. And he said, my ways are not your ways. And the comparison that he made was, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are his thoughts higher than our thoughts. And his ways higher than our ways. Now, I believe sometimes that we try to make God like us. But, you know, God's ways are just way above our ways. And his thought process is different than what ours is. And what we need to do is we need to mold ourselves to be more like God rather than try to make him like us. We need to live our lives in a way that, you know, it will be according to God's word rather than to try to turn God's word around to be what we want it to be. We need to conform to his word rather than to try to conform his word to us. And so I want you to think about that for a while this morning, about the ways of the Lord. And in the Bible, in the 5th chapter of Matthew, in the 16th verse, and I want to speak, I suppose, a lot today to those of us who are saved. But in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And that's what we need to do as God's people, is we need to let our light shine. Now, I believe the language there, the language alone in that verse, teaches us that our light as Christians won't shine in the world. Our light that God put within us when he saved us, it won't shine into the darkness of this world unless we let it shine. And I believe that what Jesus said there, let your light so shine before men, implies that there is an effort that has to be put forth if our light is going to shine. If we're going to be the influence that we ought to be in the world, then it's going to require some effort on our part to make that happen. And so I want us to think, I've got some scripture that I want to share with you first of all, because you see, God's ways, something that though it doesn't use these words verbatim in this verse, in these verses in Isaiah, where it talks about the fact that God's ways are higher than our ways, but God's ways are much better than our ways. The ways of God are far better than the ways of men. And I want you to think about, I've got some verses that I made note of that I want to share with you here for a moment that tell us about the great attributes of the ways of the Lord. And in the 18th Psalm in verse 30, it says, as for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler. Anybody know what a buckler is? If you look that word up, you'll find that the word buckler is in reference to a shield or something that protects or something that defends. A buckler is a protector or a defender. And so the Bible here in the 18th Psalm says that God is a buckler to all those that trust in Him. And so here the psalmist tells us concerning God's way that it's perfect. There's nothing wrong. Now there's a lot of error in the ways of men. But there's nothing at all wrong with any of God's ways. They're all good. In the 145th Psalm in verse 17, the psalmist said this concerning the ways of the Lord. It said, the Lord is righteous in all His ways and holy in all His works. Now, you know, you and I in our lives, we may be doing very well in one way and doing very bad in another way. But the Lord is not like that. The Lord is righteous in all His ways. And so we see here already that God's ways are perfect, that His ways are righteous. In Hosea chapter 14, verse 9, it says, who is wise, and he shall understand these things, and he shall know them, for the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall therein. Now, I believe Brother Dallas was talking about this in Sunday school this morning, but when we read something like this, the ways of the Lord are right, we believe that. I mean, I'm persuaded that the people that I'm among here at Fairview Memorial and that I'm talking to this morning, we believe that, but I'm telling you that the world that we live in and the nation that we live in, they more and more question God's ways and challenge the very ways of God. And there are people that are even, you know, beginning to say that, we don't need to listen to these old archaic writings. We don't need to pay any attention to something that was written that many years ago. We need to just do, what seems right to us. And so, you know, God's ways by many people are just, you know, they're just discredited like they're nothing. But the ways of the Lord are all right. And those that are just, the Bible said here in that verse, the just shall walk in them. And I'm telling you, we better walk in the ways of the Lord. If we don't, then we've really got problems. And I want to share this verse in Habakkuk. In Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 6. That's a book that you may not read very often. But in Habakkuk 3 and 6, this was said in reference to the Lord. It said, He stood and measured the earth. He beheld and drove asunder the nations. And the everlasting mountains were scattered. The perpetual hills did bow. His, that being God's, His ways are everlasting. And so in summary, in these few verses that I've shared, what does the Bible tell us about the ways of God? Well, it tells us that they're higher than our ways. It tells us that God's ways are righteous. All of His ways are righteous. All of His ways are true. All of God's ways lead to holiness. And His ways are eternal. They are everlasting. And so we need to be concerned. Let me say this. Let me say this to the young people that are here today, especially, but not just to you, to everybody. Listen, if you want your life here on earth to be the best that it can be, then you do your best to live as closely to God's ways as you can. If you want to live a life that's worth living, then it must be a life that is lived according to the way that God has told us to live. And you cannot do that until first things are made right between you and the Lord. You've got to be saved first. You've got to have that inward change. You've got to be regenerated in order to be able to serve the Lord and live your life in a way that's acceptable unto God, because before that happens, you don't have any works that God will accept. You don't have any works that will please Him. And so the Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 2 that those of us who have been saved are created in Christ Jesus unto good works. And God has before ordained that we should walk in them. And so we need to be, if we're concerned about whether our life on earth is going to be what it ought to be, then we have to be concerned about whether our life is being lived according to the ways of the Lord and not our own ways. And, I'm glad that we have a God that will guide us, aren't you? I mean, I'm thankful that we have a God that's willing to direct our path, that's willing to guide us in life and show us the right way to go, the right direction to walk in. In the third proverb, in verses 5 through 7, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." Now, listen, God will lead us. God will certainly lead us in the right direction. I'm telling you that if you're here today and you're lost, that God will lead you by His goodness. But the first thing He's going to do is He's going to lead you to repentance. The love of God is going to lead you to repentance. He's going to lead you by the drawing of His Holy Spirit to that place where you can repent of your sins and place your trust in the Lord Jesus and be saved. And from that point on, if we will look to Him and if we will pray and seek the face of God and desire to live and walk in His ways, then He will lead us in the paths of righteousness. God will never, ever lead His children astray. Now listen, as parents, as earthly parents, we can make mistakes. You know, we may have good intentions. We may do the very best we can to direct our children and to instruct our children. But we have, we have faults and failures in ourselves and in our own lives. And sometimes even the very best that we can do, we may lead them in the wrong direction in one way or another. But I'm telling you, God never, ever leads His children in the wrong direction. Because He's perfect. Because His ways are perfect. And I want you to really think about the requirements that are found in those verses there in Proverbs 3. It doesn't just tell us God will direct your path. It doesn't just say that. It says we've got to trust in the Lord. And it tells us that we've got to forsake our own understanding. You know, if we don't forsake our own ways, then it's going to hinder us from walking in the ways of the Lord. Because our ways aren't perfect. And as we go on, I hope to be able to prove that to you from the scriptures. But the proverb said, trust in the Lord. How? With all your heart. And lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him. And then when we do these things, then we have the promise from God that He will direct our path. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. You know, we proceed, I'm telling you, as the children of God, we proceed too many times. We go right ahead in things in our life. Sometimes even make big decisions in our life where we don't involve God in it at all. You know something? When a person is lost, and you need to know this, if you're here today and you're lost, it is your choice. It's your choice. God is giving you that choice. It is your choice whether or not you will turn to the Lord and seek Him to be saved, or whether or not you will continue in your sin and die and perish eternally. It's your choice. God allows you to have that choice, to seek Him for salvation or to not seek Him and remain lost. And I'm telling you that after that we have come to the Lord and sought Him and been saved by His grace, we still have that choice whether or not we are going to walk in God's ways or whether we're going to spend our time on the earth consumed in what we want to do. That's going to be our choice to make. Now listen, if you're lost and you're separated from God, even though it's your choice, if you choose wrongly, if you choose not to seek the Lord and be saved by His grace, you're going to pay a great price for that choice. And that price is going to be eternal separation from God. But I'm telling you what, if we as God's people, if we choose not to walk in His ways, we're going to pay a price too. And those around us that we could be an influence to will suffer because of that poor choice. You know, we need to understand. We need to understand that this is choice. Choose you this day whom ye will serve. You know, if you're going to serve the gods on the other side of the flood or the gods of the Amorites, just like Joshua challenged the people that day, choose you this day whom ye will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Make your choice of whom you're going to serve. But make sure that you choose right and that you choose wisely. See, here's one of the problems that we face in this. In the 16th proverb, in verses 2 and 3, here's one of the great obstacles that we've got to overcome. And we can overcome this by the help of God, but we've got to overcome this. Because in Proverbs 16, 2 and 3, it said, all the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes. But the Lord weigheth the spirits. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Isn't it sad the things that we can self-justify? All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes. Listen, we can do things. I believe sometimes we can do things that we even know are not right. We know this is not the way of the Lord. We know this is not according to God's word. But we will do it and we will justify ourselves and we'll say, well, you know, that's not really right, but it's really not all that bad either. We'll do that, won't we? We will justify ourselves if there's something that we want to do. We need to understand, I believe we need to understand redemption. We need to know what redemption really is. The Bible tells us that those of us that have been saved, we are the redeemed of the Lord, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Those who have been saved have been redeemed by the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. And we need to understand what redemption really is. When God saved us, when He redeemed us, what He did was He purchased us. And when you purchase something, you become the owner of it, don't you? Well, that's what God did. He bought us. And what He used to buy us was the blood of His Son. We are purchased with the blood of Christ. And I'm telling you, that calls for a different attitude than what we had before. When a person is redeemed, it demands a different attitude about life and about the way that we live. Listen to what Paul said about it in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20. He said, "For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, as a result of that, glorify God in your body and in your spirit." Why? Because they're God's. You see, we don't belong to ourselves anymore. We are the property of the Lord. He bought us and He owns us. I say woe to the person. I say woe to any person in their lost condition who does not seek the Lord and be saved. And you know what? I say shame on the person who has been saved and does not walk, does not strive to walk in the ways of the Lord. We need to stop, you know, whenever we are tempted to stray, whenever we are tempted to go the wrong way, when we realize that we're not really walking in the ways of the Lord, I'll tell you what we need to do. We need to turn our eyes towards Calvary and we need to look again at what the Lord did for us and the things that He suffered for us in order for us to be saved, and shame on us if we don't walk in the ways of the Lord. His ways, I'm telling you again, young Christian, listen, if you want your life to be what it ought to be, get down on your knees and pray and ask God to direct your life. You know, some of you are nearing the age where you're going to make some big decisions that are going to affect you for the rest of your days, and you need to seek direction from God. You need to pray, and you need to do just what that third proverb instructs us to do. You need to put your trust in the Lord. In all your ways, you need to acknowledge God in your life, and you need to turn to Him, and you need to seek His counsel. I'm telling you, God can give you a better direction in your life. You know, if you've got good parents, then thank God for them. But I'm telling you, God can give you better direction even than your parents can give you. God knows, He knows what He wants you to be in life. He knows exactly what He wants to do with you. And you need to turn to Him and trust Him and acknowledge Him. And when you do that, He will direct your path. In the 14th proverb, in verse 12, I'm sure that you're all familiar with this. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. I'm telling you, that's true. That's true for people who are lost. That's true for people who are saved. Our own ways will lead us to suffering in some way. As I said, those who are lost that don't seek the Lord and are not saved, that's going to lead to eternal damnation and eternal separation from the Lord. But those of us who are saved and we don't acknowledge God in our life the way that we should, and we don't concern ourselves with His ways, our life is not going to be what it ought to be. And we're going to suffer because of it, and people around us will suffer because of those choices. Let your light shine. Let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Listen, if you know that there's a better way to do something than the way you're doing it, why would you not do it the better way? Why not? I mean, that's profitable. If there's a better way, if you're trying to assemble something and you're struggling to assemble it, if there's a better way to do it, why would you not want to do it the better way? Well, God's ways for our life, they're just better than ours. They're just far above our ways. And why not live our life according to the ways of God? We can make the choice. Listen to this, Jeremiah 6:16. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not. We will not walk therein. I'd like for us to have a song if we could. I pray if you're here today and you're lost that you'll get saved today. That you'll turn to the Lord today with all that you have. That you'll place all your trust in Him. And for those of us who are saved, listen, if we're not walking in the ways of the Lord, let's begin to do that. Let's walk in God's ways. Let's seek His paths and walk in them. We will profit in that. Life will be what it ought to be when we do that. Let's stand and sing.